You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is where Wisconsin wakes up. It's Daybreak with Brian Noonan and Jamie Martinson. Here are your hosts, Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. A bright and early Monday, back to another week of work and whatever the news brings us. My name is Jamie Martinson.
Good morning. I'm Brian Noonan. If you want to get involved throughout the show, you can. Why not? Everybody's welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The weekends seem to go extremely fast, but things we have to catch up on. We have to find out if Parker took his mitt to the baseball game on Saturday because things were crazy. Did you have a good weekend, Jamie? Did you
It was great. Well, I wouldn't say it was exciting. We ended up in Milwaukee a good portion of Saturday. I'll keep the story brief. The kid was on his first shift to the Brewers. He got a job working for the Brewers, running replay, running camera in stadium. First shift solo. He pulls out of his underground parking, gets halfway up the ramp, and realizes he has a flat tire. So he gets out of his car, gets his portable air pump. Now, yes, you would think that the kid is smart. This isn't actually for tires. This is so he can inflate kickballs for his rec kickball league. So he keeps it in his car. It's a little battery operated. You charge it. But it got him enough air in the flat tire to back off the ramp and get into the spot. And in the meantime, as he's doing all this, he calls me to tell me that his tire's flat while he's waiting for his Uber. So he gets his car back in his spot, takes his Uber over to the Brewers, does not miss his first solo shift, by the way, works, comes home, actually has to Uber to Racine because he also produces Amicus here on the Civic Media Network on Saturday mornings, where Corey and I then travel to Racine. We pick him up from his shift in Racine at Radio Park. We go back to Milwaukee. We eat some lunch. We go to put a spare tire on the vehicle, right? Because he has to work again throughout the weekend, still working for the Brewers. Turns out his spare is flat. So now we have no tire.
Wow. That's a fun expense.
So then at the end of the day, we end up calling a mobile repair shop who literally only could inflate the dummy tire until we get a real tire. So we'll be handling that today. So we spent a good portion of our day running around dealing with tires and pumping things up and pumping things down. And it was a day. Let me tell you, it was a day. We were very excited to get home. We ended by watching Song Sung Blue and both passing out slightly thereafter.
Yikes.
What about you? Less exciting than that?
He's lucky you were around. I have one of those little pumps, by the way, and you can use them for car. They have different settings. You can use it for car tires. I've done it before.
His is mostly
not as good as the gas station.
His is mostly just so he could pump up kickballs at the rec league.
Well, sure. You got to have priorities.
Priorities are important, Brian. Yes.
You know, the dogs, with Debbie gone still, the dogs were getting me. Saturday morning, they got me up at 6:30. And then would not go out. And it took me, they were whining to go out. And then I got up and they both rolled over on their bellies and would not go out. And they kept whining. And I was like, all right. So Sunday morning, 6:30 rolls around again and they start. And this time I walked out. And the minute he rolled over, I turned around. I went back into bed. I'm like, I'm not playing this game. So at 7:15, he started whining again. And 7:15, little coaxing, but he went out. So it's been just been dealing with the dogs. But I did watch, because Debbie was gone, I did watch more movies. I got to watch one of my favorites. I watched The Hustler again.
Oh, that's
the other
a great
night.
Movie.
And then I watched a couple of garbage movies, just Trap House on Netflix.
Sure.
With Dave Bautista and another DEA movie that I fell asleep through after.
Did you have a good adult beverage with it though?
Well, during the Hustler, I had to have some JTS Brown.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Know.
Yes.
And then last night, I did some work around the house yesterday after I saw my mom. So I had my first cigar and out and cocktail of the deck season yesterday.
Love that.
Very nice. Yes.
So obviously it didn't rain in your area because you got a little soggy in Madison if you would have tried to do a
It started
deck
raining as I was wrapping
gotcha.
Things up.
Okay.
And then it's, you know. Yeah, we'll talk about the weather. It's going to be rough, especially in the northern parts of the state today. But the burning question, did our little leaguer take his mitt to the game, and did he catch a foul ball because he was sitting right by the dugout? Parker, for your birthday, you went yesterday to the game.
Yes.
Which did not end well for the Brewers. Did it end on a happier note for you?
It ended on a happy note drinks-wise. It did not end on a happy note ball-wise, unfortunately.
And even come your way?
Actually, yes, a lot, because I didn't realize, because we were in the outfield, right above the Brewers' bullpen.
Oh, nice.
I'm sorry, I thought it was dugout.
The left fielders were throwing their warm-up balls at us every
inning.
Those
aren't as good as though a ball hit by a player,
not. They're not at all, but it's a chance. It's something, Jamie. You have to get something. So there was a chance.
Yeah,
it was
go
a chance.
Home with a ball.
Well, you didn't even get the wiffle ball set,
I didn't even get the wiffle. There was a giveaway, and it was just for kids. Eh? They wouldn't let me have one. I don't know what that was.
Who was catching all the balls that were thrown into your section?
Roughly 24 10-year-olds.
You couldn't have dwarfed it and got on your knees and pretended you were a kid?
Now, you see, I thought about going down a couple of rows and just being like, hey, I'm good too. Give me a ball.
I think the beard would have given him away, though, right?
That's what they told me. Yeah, that's what the mom said to me. I was like, no, it's not going to work. Yeah.
Your mom took you to the game?
No. One of the other moms. She said, no.
Oh. You
did you actually ask her?
Wait. What are the other moms?
Why was she
chaperones?
No.
Why was she involved?
Mom drive you to.
Who's that bearded man trying to steal a ball from my kid? No.
Parker, you should have made a sign that said, like, it's my birthday.
And they would have said, oh, look at that poor
man.
That poor guy.
Look at that idiot.
That guy obviously needs a friend. We're gonna.
Oh man, I feel bad for that guy.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a guy next to us who I don't know who he was with. I'll be honest. He just kept trying to talk to us. I'm like, okay, dude.
Oh, so you took it astray.
We didn't take him in.
Good. Yeah. No. Listen.
No.
I don't understand those people who go if they go. I understand going places alone because why miss out if you don't have anybody to go with you? That I get, but. Then don't foist yourself on other crowds. You're a solo person at this event. If somebody talks to you, then you can feel free to jump in.
Yeah.
Or maybe after one attempt.
Yeah.
You know, one comment.
You get one.
You get the vibe right away.
Yeah. You always get one. This guy had probably 3 tries an inning with us. Like, okay.
That's when you turn around and just get right up in his face and go, we don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, right. Parker's not doing that.
Right. The buddy of mine closest to him might have, though.
After a couple of his fancy drinks.
Yeah. His slushy drinks.
Yeah, I had bat slushy. It made me happy.
I don't know if I've ever met somebody who bought one of those baseball bat drinks.
Well,
so
now
congratulations.
You have.
You're
now
the
you
first.
Have.
Now you have. And Brian, I said to my buddy, I'm bringing this glass home. And you know what I didn't do?
You didn't bring the glass home. Did
you
leave
it
behind?
Nope. I left it behind because I completely forgot about it.
Oh,
now,
no.
Question.
Yes.
Is this like an actual glass?
No,
or
it wasn't.
Like plastic?
It was a plastic thing, but it was a bad shit. It was kind of cool. I don't think
it
had a
logo on it, I'm guessing.
It had a relief pitcher's logo on it.
I'm actually really sad because I would have expected you to drink your water every morning out of the bat.
Yeah.
Oh, how guys, can you imagine
that so
I'm just
cool.
sipping on a cup this tall, like foot and a half tall.
Shaped like a bat.
With a big baseball at the bottom of it.
Are you actually would you have used it?
Hold on.
I want to go back to the visual.
Frank, let's go back to Parker describing this long cylindrical phallus with a sphere. At the bottom, and how he would be sucking through a straw out of the end of it every morning nonstop.
Yep, you've got that
right,
Brian.
I'm just
going
to let that sit there. And
marinate for a minute.
Sit.
Yeah. So did you see the Yelich injury? Because that's big news right now.
I didn't realize that he got hurt, but I figured that he had been because he got pulled in like the fourth inning.
Mm.
So I didn't see what did it to him, but I did notice – that Gary Sanchez, I believe, pinch hit for him, which is not a good sign.
That's not good.
No.
That doesn't actually get you much.
Nah.
No offense to Sanchez.
Well, offense taken.
Yeah.
If you're Gary Sanchez and you hear that comment, you'd be offended.
He's not the fastest dude. I think he would admit it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pat Murphy's not super he doesn't have a good idea. Doesn't sound like it's going to be good. Let's put it like
no,
this.
I believe the quote I read was, "We're not expecting good news."
Yeah, that's not good for Yelich.
At least it wasn't his back this time.
This is true. Okay. The bats for the Brewers have not been good the last few games. Anyway, what was this game number five that they dropped?
Five in a row they've lost. Swept by the Nats. Wow.
Yikes!
If it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
They haven't been great for really anybody. I mean, the NL
it's
Central
early.
Division right now, the Pittsburgh Pirates are in first.
Yeah.
The Reds are in second. The Cardinals are in third.
How are your Cubs doing?
Then the Brewers, and then the Cubs.
Oh, but you're only a game behind the Brewers. So, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all that to say,
left.
It's freaking April.
It is April. Yeah.
Everybody needs to relax.
Yeah.
If I'm a Brewers fan and I'm going through a five-game skid, this is when I want it.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's when you're coming out of the All-Star break and you go down five.
Or you
That's
mean like
when...
in playoffs, too, when they usually go through that five-game skid?
Look, I'm not here to have any sympathy for Brewers fans after last playoffs.
I get you. But.
Got past the first round.
It's fine. Sure.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It made me very happy to get past the first
round. And then
it made me incredibly sad.
Yes. It made you very sad. Yeah.
You got to fly your L flag and take your pictures.
Did you take exception to that, Frank?
The L flag?
No, yeah. I want teams to hate each other.
Okay, good. That's the right answer.
No, I absolutely love it. I'm here for the story, Parker.
That's good.
And this creates a good storyline.
Yeah. It's very fun.
Speaking of storylines, if we're in the sports vein, Doc Rivers, not that this should be a surprise if you've been watching the Bucks this season, he is officially stepping down as head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks as well. So, Parker, take on that? How do you feel about that?
Good. In simple
right,
terms,
thanks,
good.
No need to elaborate.
You heard it here first,
you heard
folks.
It here first. What do you
yeah.
think?
It'll be interesting. I don't know what it'll do for the Giannis thing. I assume it probably helps with keeping Giannis, although that ship may have sailed
although
already.
Although Giannis was the one who wanted Doc Rivers originally, as reported, and it didn't go well at all.
So there's that. So I don't know. I think Giannis is aware enough.
It's going to be an interesting offseason if you're a basketball fan. As we wrap up here, we would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about this forecast very quickly because Brian...
Yeah, it is not... Yeah. Not looking good.
No, Madison should see less heavy rain than Milwaukee potentially today, but Madison is going to be in the corridor where we could see heavy rain because there is going to be a line that's going to run from Port Washington north of Milwaukee through Madison. Now, today, though, the good news is if you need to dry out a little bit, it should be dry for most of the day, but then those storms could redevelop tonight. So,
yeah. So storms developing between 6 o'clock and 2 o'clock, according to the National Weather Service. That's happening north of I-94. If that happens, if the front goes up, central part of the state. Further north, Green Bay, Wausau, Eau Claire. Large hail is the main concern. Further south into Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, and Wisconsin Dells. Possible threats of large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes. So buckle up. When we come back, the ceasefire didn't go as well.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
From Lake Superior
to Lake Michigan.
This is Wisconsin's Morning Conversation, Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. It is 6:22 right now. My name is Jamie Martinson.
Good morning. I'm Brian Noonan. We're glad you're here for another week of fun, frivolity, and whatever fresh hell is unleashed on us. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842 is how you get a hold of us and get involved in the show. Well, if you've been paying attention over the weekend, you know that our crack diplomatic team did not get the job done. Ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran ended in the early hours yesterday without an agreement, raising questions about what happens when a current two-week truce expires April 22nd. Now, you could guess that the president will do what he always does and just keep pushing that deadline back, but we don't know for sure because of other things that have happened that we'll be talking about throughout the morning. Both sides blamed each other for the failure of the talks. No word on whether negotiations will resume. President Trump has made new threats against Iran in the aftermath of those talks falling back. Setback does not necessarily mean the war will resume, unless you're watching now. But it showed how entrenched the sides remain after an inconclusive 40-day war that inflicted heavy damage on Iran, reverberated across the region, and shook the global economy. This is what we're told, that the U.S. presented a 15-point plan that's believed to include a lot of the same demands that we've had, well, before. The proposal hasn't been made public. Pakistani officials told the AP that it also calls for the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's closure of the strait sent oil prices spiking and global markets plunging again. And Iran's plan is not really getting a lot of traction with J.D. Vance and his ilk. They want control over the strait. They want an end to the war. Halting attacks on their proxies like Hezbollah in Lebanon, and they demand compensation over all the damage that we've inflicted on them because of this war of choice.
Wait, okay, which would make total sense. Here's the thing. if you've got J.D. Vance over there, I don't know what his negotiation powers are, right? And so when you've
J.D. Vance is the kiss of death. So let's be honest. He went to the Vatican. The Pope died. He goes to Hungary. Orban loses. Everything J.D. Vance touches turns to garbage. So, Jared Kushner, lifelong diplomat. I say with tongue firmly in cheek.
So I think it's interesting, though, that Iran is asking for all of the for compensation. And I don't think that they understand who they're negotiating with, because this administration is not. And I understand that might be a sticking point from them. There's been a lot of destruction across the entire Middle East, not just Iran. But I don't think that that's going to end the way they want it to. In fact, I would say that there's a good chance that maybe the compensatory part was a little bit of maybe why this probably ended, because I don't see this administration wanting to part with the money in order to rebuild anything at any point. But, when you look at this, we're back to basically square one, right? There's no plan. That this could ramp up again at any moment. And as you rightfully pointed out, Brian, nothing has really stopped. I mean, the bombing is maybe less than it was, but Israel and Lebanon have.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right.
Israel has not stopped, right. which is another big sticking point, because Israel is still claiming, well, Lebanon was never part of the thing. The ceasefire, rather, and Iran is saying, no, we don't want you bombing Lebanon. We don't want you bombing any of the people that we finance, which we know they finance them. That's the part that is a good talking point for everyone.
Yeah,
I saw a former general was on one of the Sunday morning shows, and because the dogs had gotten me up so early, I was destined to watch
some of this. Something to do.
Well, and start my day off with anger rather than peace. And he said, when asked, oh, it was Tim Kaine. Sorry, it was not a general. It was Tim Kaine, who was on the a number of committees dealing with this kind of thing. And you remember Tim Kaine. He was a vice presidential nominee. Anyway, so Tim Kaine said he saw all this classified information. There was no imminent threat. Iran is without a doubt a regional threat.
Sure.
And without a doubt, led by bad actors, But this, again, we went into this war for nothing. And Trump is not going to make any sort of concessions, because if he makes a concession, it shows he lost.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a civics lesson later about the original Iran nuclear deal from 2016, which famously this administration in their first go-round tore up, because who had put it in place? Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And we know if Barack Obama did it, Trump wants it gone. So we'll get into all that, but he's not going to give in, especially, yeah. You know, now he's talking about blockades and everything. This is just going to escalate, and he has no off-ramp. There is no plan. They are not going to capitulate to all his demands. He picked the wrong adversary this time.
Yeah.
He thought this was going to be Venezuela, mm-hmm. And it was not.
I think the administration also miscalculated by thinking that the people of Iran really wanted the U.S. to intervene. And that was not necessarily the case, because there is not a lot of love, no matter what you think of the government of Iran. The people there are very loyal to the regime of from the Ayatollah on down. And you can say what you want about that. That is how what they know. And they are very loyal to what this regime does, what they represent. And they don't want the U.S. there. At all.
Right. They hate the U.S. No matter, even they might hate the regime, they hate the U.S. more.
Yeah.
We are imperialist dogs.
Yeah.
And which was the name of my first album. But anyway, that's a whole other story. We'll get into it another time. It's news time. But when we come back, it will be, oh my goodness. What's your confidence in the future of air travel? Our Secretary of Transportation has a fun idea. Specifically.
Now back to more of Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us. If you are listening in Madison on WMDX or in Eau Claire on 93.5 The Tap, or in La Crosse on WLCX, we are glad that you're here. Brian, we do have a chance for some severe weather throughout the area today into potentially tomorrow. We're talking some heavy rain, maybe some hail, isolated hail, and also some damaging winds, as well as tornadoes in the Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, and Wisconsin Dells area, as the line of potential weather makes its way through the area today. So in Green Bay, Wausau, and Eau Claire, you could see large hail as the main concern. If the system moves through as predicted, it could later today. So everybody just stay weather aware.
Yeah, because they're also saying if the warm front continues to push north, which it likely will, then all of these storms might be dodged anyway. So
it's very
just throughout the day, just know what's going on.
It's humid and warm this morning. It feels like it should be a lot later in the year than it actually is when you step outside. So weather aware, that's the best advice we'll give you today.
It's all right. Later in the week, next week it'll get cold again. listen, I came of age before video games were a thing. Parker, I know that'll shock you. I know. But it seems like, and you hear all the time about, oh, well, there's transferable skills when you play video games. I don't know. I'm not denigrating people who play video games. I just never got into it. I tried a couple times as I, you know, being an older person, and it was like, no, this is not for me. But the FAA, that's a Federal Aviation Administration, if you're unfamiliar, and Sean Duffy, our former Lumberjack reality star and Secretary of Transportation, they're targeting a new generation of air traffic controllers, video gamers. Now, you can call me old. Somehow, my vision of gamers and my theory of who should be controlling air traffic do not gel, but I could be off. So on April 17th, the FAA is going to start accepting applications to alleviate the ongoing shortage in the industry. There are 11,000 controllers currently working. 4,000 trainees are in the pipeline, but the FAA needs thousands more so they can be fully staffed. So according to a report from the Government Accountability Office, the number of air traffic controllers in the U.S. has declined by about 6% in the last decade, which, if you're flying anytime soon, would probably give you a little cause for concern. Not a lot. Don't be panicked. But it's like, huh, all right, do we have enough people up there watching? So Sean Duffy said in a news release after he was done with his log rolling competition, "To reach the next generation of air traffic controllers, we need to adapt. This campaign's innovative communication style and focus on gaming taps into a growing demographic of young adults who have many of the hard skills it takes to be a successful controller." Okay.
Do you remember when Pete Buttigieg brought this to the attention of the world as the secretary from the Department of Transportation, and the Republicans told him that this wasn't a problem, that there were plenty of air traffic controllers, and that no extra money need to be allocated to make sure that our airlines ran safely and smoothly? Well, does anybody remember when that happened? Because he tried for the entire 4 years of Biden's presidency to get money to alleviate this air traffic controller issue that was coming down the pipeline, and here we are.
Why quibble about the past? Why don't we just focus on Sean Duffy's great idea? Because he's telling gamers, you can level up your career. That must be Parker, that's a video game reference?
That was a video game reference. Okay. Well done, Brian.
Well, thank you. It includes mission requirements. Is that another Call of Duty? He must have gotten Pete Hegseth to help him
You can accomplish missions in any game.
Can you really?
Oh, most games, at least.
Super Mario?
Oh, yeah. They're all missions.
Mario Kart?
Oh, come on.
There's missions.
Course.
Just not falling off the cliff in Mario Kart's a mission.
There's some kind of mission.
they want to do that. They're offering high score rewards, including paid training, government benefits, and average yearly earnings exceeding $155,000 after 3+ years of service. Now, the FAA has targeted gamers before, Jamie. In 2021, during the last Trump administration, they launched another Level Up hiring campaign. It sought to attract video game players and diversity. We can't diversify the workforce anymore. That's the D. That's the big D, right in DEI.
Yes.
We can't have that. So, sorry, gamers of color and lady gamers and I don't know. So they're saying once they get 8,000 applications, they're going to close that hiring window. Candidates are going to start the process of taking aptitude tests, receiving security clearances, and for those selected, they will start training at the FAA Academy. I mean, I guess, I know you can't be over 35. There's a lot of stringent criteria before you can, if your application will move forward, but.
I guess the question is, what's the confidence that we all have in the future of air travel? I mean, we watched what happened, and I understand the latest go-around at airports with the TSA was because of no funding, but there's no guarantee that we aren't going to have that happen again at some point. We're also talking about potentially privatizing the TSA at airports across the country. So essentially, it would be run no longer by TSA, but by probably companies who have donated to the Republican Party or this administration in particular. Now we're talking about potential gamers in charge at our airport. So the question is, what is our confidence? And if you do want to answer that question today, 1-855-752-4842, 1-855-CIVIC. I don't know. I like my airport safe and secure. I want to make sure that when I get into a plane,
safe. I'm not worried about the privatization of TSA. I mean, okay, there's already 20 airports that do it. If that's the case, well, one, they wouldn't have to worry about not getting paid anymore during a shutdown. They would no longer be pawns of whatever political action is happening from whatever side. They would be just an employee who's paid. What bothers me, what I am concerned about is crashing. That's or a plane running into each other or a plane hitting a fire truck on a runway because there aren't enough air traffic controllers. So that's what I'm worried about. And it takes, years for these people to be ready to get up in a tower and actually control the traffic. So this is, even if they stop, even if they get the 8,000 applications, you know, it's opening up this week. So Friday they'll open the window, 8,000 applications, they'll close it. It's still a good 2-3 years before these people will be ready to actually do the job. And we're seeing the effects already of the decline in air traffic controllers. When you have one person in the tower and there should be more, and somebody had to go to the bathroom and now somebody's alone and they don't see something, it's that's what bothers me more. That's what, to be honest, I don't think about when I get on a plane because I don't want to think about it.
Right. Yeah.
But when I'm sitting here on the ground and my wife's flying tonight, I'm like, well, I hope,
The
air traffic controller doesn't have to go to the bathroom while she's coming in for a landing.
I mean, and I think it really truly is the safety issue of it. And, you know, when I think about this, because I had to really go through this and think about this. So I understand potentially why this administration would want to target gamers, processing a lot of information quickly. They have to make fast decisions, multitasking. There's reaction under pressure, especially if they're really good at what they do. And there are skills that could translate. And so I guess if you're looking at it on paper, it makes some sense. However, drawbacks, right? Because there always are with plans like this.
Not enough Mountain Dew.
No, not enough Mountain Dew. Air traffic control obviously is not a game. There's no reset button that you can just hit. There's no second chances, right? You don't get to just go replay that level again. You're dealing with real people, real planes, real consequences. And obviously, I have kids that are gamers, so like true gamers. So while it's going to build your reaction time and your focus, it's not going to automatically teach you judgment. It's not going to teach you communication, and it's not going to teach you how to handle life and death pressure situations on really long shifts, because all of that, as you rightly pointed out, is going to take a lot more training than just, you know, here's a controller and a joystick, go. That's I want to feel safer than that.
Here's the thing. You can be a really good gamer at 12. Do you want them? And I know those. I'm taking it to the extremes, obviously, because you have to be certain age. You can't be over 35. You have to. You're going to have to pass a battery of tests to get this. But there's a. It's like equating. I'm really good at Madden, so I can play football.
Yes.
My NBA 2K team destroys, so I should be able to manage the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
All of these skills do not necessarily transfer over.
Right.
So let's not create false equivalencies in an effort to do that. You can say if you have an interest in gaming, if you are a gamer, it might be a benefit, but to target gamers seems, it's catchy. It gets the headlines. It gets us talking about it. You know, and again, me saying that is nothing against gamers.
Sure.
You might have developed very quick reflexes that will benefit you in this job, but that's not your gaming should not be the criteria that we're using.
I think it raises a good question, though, right? Because are we widening the pipeline the right way? I agree that it needs to be widened. We have a shortage, a massive shortage of air traffic controllers in this country. Or are we just trying to fill the gap quickly? Because this is one of those jobs where you can't literally afford to cut corners. So it might help bring in a new generation. It isn't going to solve the bigger issue, why there's a shortage in the first place. I mean, there's burnout, there's stress, there's retention. Until all of that's addressed, we're going to continue to keep playing catch up and maybe not doing it the right way. We've got a lot of texts rolling in here this morning as we have this conversation, Brian. We've got Len who's chiming in, listening in Madison. He says the main problem with privatization is the priority. The priority is always profit. Can't disagree with that, especially with this administration.
Yeah, but I mean, that corporations have been making profits way before Trump was ever in office. So yeah, I get it. But privatization also sometimes cuts down on all the ancillary garbage that goes with a government bureaucracy. So yeah, the companies are obviously going to make a profit, but they're probably going to streamline the process, make it quicker so that their costs are lower, so that they do make a profit. So yeah. I, you know, and to be honest, unless you are a TSA expert, do you know the 20 airports that are already using private?
Probably not.
Private TSA? No. You just go in and you go through the thing. All right, we got to get out of here, but we have a question for Badger fans after this on Daybreak on the Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Local news, community stories, and the conversations that matter most. Now, more Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Civic Media Network. It is 6:52 right now. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And I'm Brian Noonan. All right, Wisconsin fans, Badger fans, your AD Chris McIntosh stepped down. How do you feel about that? Was he a good and successful athletic director? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I will have to defer to Parker on this and Jamie and you, because I'm not well-versed in Badger sports, other than I know when the football team wins, I know the women's hockey and the men's hockey. I know about it, but I don't follow the intricacies of the athletic department. So, I'll let you guys handle this.
And for anybody who hasn't heard, Chris McIntosh will resign from his position immediately, and that is to join the Big Ten as its newly created deputy commissioner for strategy. Now, of course, he took over as AD for Barry Alvarez in 2021. He oversaw two natties for women's hockey. Women's volleyball reached multiple Final Fours. He hired the men's hockey coach, Mike Hastings, who just finished as runner-up in the country after losing a 2-1 heartbreaker to University of Denver. McIntosh was also responsible for firing a football coach, Paul Christ, and hiring Luke Fickell as his replacement. Camp Randall Stadium, as we all saw the Badgers football season play out last season, had a capacity of just over 80,000, saw about 49,000 people per game. That was on average, which was the lowest turnout for Badgers football in decades.
But you can buy beer there now.
Yes, you
can.
That's
a big plus.
You can buy beer there.
See, I do follow something.
I would say this, too. If you're going to Camp Randall, it's a much better venue for... there's caveats to this, for watching a football game than a concert. Although the venue is great for a concert, the getting out of Camp Randall for a concert is a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. The venue itself is pretty cool. With all of that being said, though, Chris McIntosh, I mean, he's had a great career. In Wisconsin, I think he did well coming in for Alvarez. I don't know if you can look at, is the football, this is where I would, where I'll defer to Parker, is the football portion of it, is that just a blemish on what's also been a very good resume?
There are things that I think that you need to look at, like, that should or should not contribute to his resume. I don't think that volleyball should contribute to his resume, because he didn't hire Sheffield.
Okay.
And Sheffield has navigated the world of NIL, I think, very well on his own, and transfer portal as well. Same can be said of Mark Johnson with women's hockey in those national titles. That was status quo already. That was a pre-McIntosh thing. I think that when you're talking about Chris McIntosh, you are looking at the hirings of Mike Hastings from men's hockey, and you are looking at the hiring of Luke Fickell for football.
So now it's like a either-or, though,
yes.
Right?
Because... yes. And you do need to look back, too. Hiring Luke Fickell at the time, the only people upset about it were just bummed that, why can't I think of his name? Help.
Great. Jim. Oh, who are we?
Jim Leonard.
Leonard. Jim Leonard. Leonard. Yes. Yes.
I could not. I was blanking there. I saw Frank. I was like, oh, Frank will know. But Jim Leonard.
I didn't know.
Jim Leonard, I think, would have been a good hire, but obviously Luke Fickell at the time was like a...
was a better, bigger name.
Out of the park hire for Wisconsin. That's the other thing. He brought a huge name to Wisconsin.
Yeah. I mean, and I think when it comes to... I mean, if you're looking at just McIntosh's career, yes, I think the Fickell hiring looms large. But I think if you're looking at it as a full out picture, the economy of hiring Luke Fickell really hurt because of the amount of people who just decided that we are not going to sit here for a Badgers game and come into Camp Randall and spend the money. So I think if you're looking at it from that aspect, then yeah, I don't know if McIntosh's career is as exemplary as people want it to necessarily be. Frank, what's your take this morning? Well,
You are, as working in college athletics, and I think the Big Ten's an interesting conference for this, and I don't think it's like this everywhere, but especially in the state of Wisconsin, I think you're judged on football. You're judged on your revenue sport.
Yeah.
This is what's funding most of the athletic department, is your revenue from football. And if we're only getting just over half the amount of fans coming in on a Saturday at Camp Randall, you're in trouble.
Didn't they lose?
And I think that has a big part of this.
Well, was that Fickell's team or was it the team from Crist?
It's been Fickell's team for a couple years.
Okay. I mean, this past season, there was a lot of talks of whether Wisconsin's going to move on from Fickell and hire somebody new.
But then they extended his contract.
Yeah, they stood 10 toes down and were like, nope, we're rolling with Luke Fickell. And everyone was like, oh, okay. And it just kind of goes to show that Wisconsin is not a Michigan. It's not an Ohio State. You're not amongst your peers in terms of competition. You're not even Penn State at that point.
Wisconsin, the Badgers as a football team, lose a lot of players to the portal as well? A lot who said they wouldn't return, a lot who put themselves into the transfer portal. I didn't keep up on all of it, but I'd see it come across my news feed and be a name, obviously, that you recognize and you're like, oh, yikes, that's not great.
Yeah, I think so. There's definitely parts of it that just sucked for football.
And it's going to continue to suck. And I think that's McIntosh's legacy right there.
Yeah.
I think.
Look at how upset Parker's getting.
You're not even mad, though.
You're just kind of helpless.
No,
and I think that's the point I'm getting at.
Yeah.
You're resigned to it.
And you mentioned,
yep, this is going to suck.
And you said, too, how the Badgers can't compete with an Ohio State or a Michigan or somebody like that.
It's
partially because of the money, too. And that's just kind of the world that a smaller-level school like Wisconsin does. Smaller level.
Again,
but money-wise, football,
I covered Michigan football for 5 years during the Harbaugh years. And during that time, John Beilein was doing a great job for men's basketball. And it doesn't matter for Ward Manuel unless football's succeeding. And I think Wisconsin's very similar in that aspect.
Very true. All right, when we come back, headlines from the Persian Gulf and around the world, including Wisconsin, which is part of the world. But we've already covered the athletic director, so who knows what else is happening? Well, you'll find out after this. This is Daybreak. I'm Brian Noonan.
I'm Jamie Martinson. 6:59 right now. This is the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.